Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Garbarek. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kirby Higbee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kirby Higbee. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Stu Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Paget. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Myers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarek hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Garbarek for a passed ball. Brown moves to second. Lynn Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack strikes out. Owen drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hack out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whelan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Medwick. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garbark moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0 for 1 in the game. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Medwick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Medwick reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kirby Higby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higby is 0-for-1 in the game. Higby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-1 in the game. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Medwick. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garbark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0-for-2 in the game. Paget hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Medwick hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Padgett moves to third. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Padgett scores. Mize moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Lynn Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wieland, and towards Martin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Kirby Higbee. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Owen reaches second base with a double. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0 for 2 in the game. Wieland bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. 1 out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack has Owen trapped. There's the throw to Garbark and back to Hack, who tags Owen for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Garbark and he is out. Gerges is applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Padgett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. 1 out. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paget hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Paget moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mize is walked intentionally. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Paget trying to get to home. Demery throws the ball into Herman, who relays the ball to Garbark, who tags Paget, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mize moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Lynn Myers. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter strikes out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0 for 2 in the game. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pepper Martin now playing third base. Jimmy Brown now playing shortstop. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Kurt Davis now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Paget hits a fly ball towards left. Gallen catches it and throws to Herman, who relays to Collins to double up Moore. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.